This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Lucas Lorenzo Cruz. Date of birth, December 12, 1983. Case ID number is 477-1751. Date of exam, February 16, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from the University Eye Center, dated 3/10/2021, and a Social Security questionnaire, dated 11/28/2022. Identifying information, this is a 39-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, bipolar disease, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and sleep apnea. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2015, where he worked as a cook for 6 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in her house, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, bipolar disease / post-traumatic stress disorder. Number three, sleep apnea. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2003, he started to develop decreased vision. The claimant suffers from diabetes mellitus, trauma, and decreased vision, especially of the left eye, secondary to trauma. The claimant has problems with both eyes, and he does wear glasses. His night vision, as well as his peripheral vision, is very poor. He states that he's not wearing his glasses right now because they are broken. He was told he had keratosis of both eyes. The claimant did fall at one time and hit his left eye orbit, but was punched by his brother-in-law, who fractured his left globe orbital area, and a titanium plate had to be placed in 2015, secondary to a fracture. Since that time, the claimant has had decreased vision of both eyes. Snellen vision, OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. His vision appears to be poor at this time. Allegation number two, bipolar disease, post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to go through severe depression and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He also has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant denies any suicidal attempts, but has had suicidal ideation in the past. In 1996, he was in a severe bus accident and has had night terrors since that time, secondary to that trauma. He has also been beaten up by his brother-in-law and lost his vision on the left side. The claimant states he has decreased sleeping habits and suffers from insomnia and has occasional crying spells and angry episodes, outbursts. He has decreased motivation and concentration, along with sadness and decreased energy as well. The claimant is morbidly obese, which may be coming secondary to his condition. He states his appetite is the same, but obviously has a problem with an eating disorder. Allegation number three, sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, the claimant states that in 2015 he was diagnosed with allergies and sleep apnea. The claimant did have a CPAP machine that he has used for many years. However, he states it's outdated and it's not working as it should anymore and not providing enough relief. The claimant is morbidly obese and has a BMI of 60. He weighs 370 pounds and is presently 5 feet and 6 inches tall. The claimant states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 80 feet, comma, climbing 2 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, seasonal changes, comma, and he does have a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per week for 5 years. He has not been to the emergency room, been hospitalized or intubated, and he is presently on no medications for breathing, but has been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea secondary to morbid obesity. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 80 feet, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but is unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses. And his physician is Dr. Ali Nakuvi, N-A-Q-V-I. He is presently on Tylenol number 3, 325 milligrams / 30 milligrams QID for pain, and because of his morbid obesity, he does no activities whatsoever. Family history: the father is 59 and suffers from anxiety, thrombosis, hypertension, and coronary artery disease with stents. The mother is 58 and in good health. Medications: aprazolam, 2 milligrams TID, Latuda, 20 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams Q-week, Zoloft, 150 milligrams QD, Tylenol number 3, 325 milligrams / 30 milligrams, amoxicillin, 825 milligrams BID, for the present infection that he has. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, depression, comma, bipolar disease, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, esophageal reflux, comma, sleep apnea, comma, history of a fracture of the left orbital socket in 2015, major surgeries, history of left orbital socket surgery with titanium plate placed in his left eye area secondary to a fracture in 2015, hernia repair in 2019, and also in July of 2019, with a complication of a fistula and an exploratory laparotomy in January of 2020. The claimant also has a history of going into cardiac arrest during that surgery. And the claimant is presently suffering from mild cellulitis of the umbilical hernia, the hernia repair, which happened in 2019. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per week for 5 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 370 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 152 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 60. General, this is a 39-year-old morbidly obese male who presented to my office with his wife for a disability evaluation, who appeared to be in mild distress secondary to his obesity. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic but does have a traumatic head injury. He has a protuberant 2-centimeter occipital cyst area, which appears to be draining liquid at this time. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant has a right eye dark fundi, which appears to be a retinal bleed, and a blurred, somewhat abnormal cornea on the left side, secondary to the trauma that he had from being hit in the eye. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. And extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 4 feet. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. His glasses right now are broken, and he did not present with them. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft but tender and very distended on palpation. The claimant is morbidly obese, and physical exam was very difficult. He has a 27-centimeter midline surgical scar, which is not intact, and he appears to be having a small dishis of his surgical scar, which is being treated with antibiotics at this time. His surgical scar has opened approximately 3 inches. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild pitting edema noted. Calves were non-tender. The Hohmann sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple tattoos over his body. Neurological. Could you drop down to the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No mild joint swelling was noted in the lower extremities, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant is unable to flex the lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, secondary to morbid obesity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, he was unable to get up on the examination table for the supine position. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to tight touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees at flexion of 120. However, his strength is +3/5, secondary to the morbid obesity. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table at all. The claimant was unable to walk on his toes or toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. However, he gets short of breath very quickly. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device but did not present with one to this examination. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +5/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is unable to heel toe walk at this time. However, can tandem walk fairly normal, but gets short of breath very quickly. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe vision loss and morbid obesity. Probable diagnosis is decreased vision, dash confirmed with physical examination and medical records. Number 2, bipolar disease / post-traumatic stress disorder, being treated with medications at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. And number 3, sleep apnea, not being treated at this time, secondary to morbid obesity, physical exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Lucas Lorenzo Cruz.